Kai Rizdahl is the host and senior editor of Marketplace, heard here weekday evenings at 6. Kai will discuss the economic mood in the U.S. and answer your questions at the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg this Thursday evening. So naturally, Kai, my first question will have to be the spoiler. What is the economic mood in the U.S.?
The economic mood in the U.S. is honestly undecided, right? I mean, the headline numbers, generally speaking, are not so bad. The problem is that, A, they need to be better, and B, people all across the income spectrum in this country need to be feeling it, and they're just not. You know what I mean?
How much of what we're seeing right now is due to the so-called hurricane economy?
Yeah, I think it's really tricky, right? For example, if you look at the jobs numbers that came out this past Friday, they were lousy, and they were lousy in part because of the hurricanes that have hit, as you know, Florida and Texas and Puerto Rico. The catch is that those numbers are going to be rapidly forgotten come next month's unemployment numbers, when we're going to see all those carpenters and home builders and all of those folks back employed and working and building. So that sort of zeroes itself out. I think what you're seeing, though, is that any storm that destroys capital, any weather event, any natural disaster that destroys capital has a longer-term effect. And so what you're going to see is sort of not the gains that one might have hoped from a place like South Florida or Texas and the Oil Coast, where productivity and influence in the economy is substantial. That's going to take a little bit of a hit.
So who's a better gauge of economic climate? Would it be somebody like the CEO of Coca-Cola or Larry the tire mechanic in Steubenville, Ohio? Who do you look to?
I'm going with ordinary people every single time. Nothing against CEOs, nothing against people who run big banks, nothing against any of those folks. But the name of the game, certainly at Marketplace, the last 3 or 4 years has been, look, I don't care what the headline numbers are. If people aren't feeling it in their own economy, in their economic day-to-day, then it just doesn't matter. And somebody in Steubenville, Ohio, or Montana, or any place who's not feeling it, they don't care what the unemployment number is. They don't care what the president says. They don't care what anything happens, man. They want to know what they're going to get in their paycheck and how they're going to make ends meet, and that's the name of the game.
So you and Molly Wood have begun this thing on your podcast called the Explain-a-thon, where listeners ask anything and everything about business. Kai, first of all, I got to think you're the smartest guy in the world for fielding those questions. What's the most common question you get?
Wow. Well, so the Explain-a-thon we did last time on Make Me Smart, maybe 2 episodes ago, and we took everything from what are bonds to how do corporate profits work. There is no one question that people have, right? Just to get back to my prior answer, everybody's economic day-to-day is different, and so people are concerned about different things. And I think if you stopped 10 people on the streets of Tampa or Los Angeles or New York City, you would get 10 different questions as to what is the most important thing in this economy. It's so individually variable.
What are we going to be talking about business-wise 5 years from now? Anything exciting on the horizon?
I think we're going to be talking a couple of things. Number one, assuming Congress and the president can get some form of tax overhaul done, we will be looking back at the long-term ramifications of that. We still talk about the Bush tax cuts in this economy and what that meant for people on all ends of the income spectrum. We will be talking about automation and people's jobs and how that is being affected. I think we'll also be talking about, and it pains me a little bit to say this, we will be talking about, even in 5 years, the still rising level of economic and income inequality in this country, because it is not being remediated in any way by any of the policies that are coming out of Washington.
Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl will discuss the economic mood in the U.S. and take your questions at the Poynter Institute this Thursday. Kai, thanks a lot.
You bet. Happy to do it.
An Evening with Kai Rizdahl starts at 7:30 tomorrow night at the Poynter Institute. You can get more information at WUSFnews.org.